This is GQDN for Tuesday, November 12th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audiblechild.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase for all those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Yum yums. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Nintendo news. Overwatch Classic? We'll check in on that one too. And we got some Xbox stuff going on too. Mostly Call of Duty. But we begin today with Ubisoft via IGN, because they are now being sued by two California gamers. Now, the lawsuit was identified by Polygon, and that was filed on November the 4th by Matthew Castle, who bought The Crew game and GameStop in early 2020, and Alan Liu, who also bought the game in November 2018. Now, both of those people were, quote, under the impression, end quote, that they were, quote, paying to own and possess the video game The Crew instead of paying for a limited license to use The Crew, end quote. Now, the license is over the product, and that might be Ubisoft's defense. So here's what the lawsuit does read. Quote, imagine you buy a pinball machine, and years later, you enter your den to go play it, only to discover that all of the paddles are missing, the pinball and the bumpers are gone, and the monitor that proudly displayed your unassailable high score is removed. Turns out the pinball machine manufacturer decided to come into your home, get the insides of the pinball machine, and remove your ability to play the game that you bought and thought you owned, even though you paid full price to receive the game. You never knew that the manufacturer could come in one day and, without your control, leave you with a skeleton of what you thought you paid for. Now, end quote, The Crew is no longer playable, and it doesn't matter if it's the physical or digital edition. Now, the lawsuit does seek monetary relief and damages for those impacted by The Crew shutdown, but it depends on whether or not the lawsuit is successful. Polygon did try to contact Ubisoft for a comment, and Ubisoft did decline. Now keep in mind, this is California, where the governor, Gavin Newsom, did sign a law that does force the digital marketplaces to make it clear to customers on whether or not they own the game, either the game or the license. Now, going on into other companies, Sega, via GameSpot, wanted to make one of the executives want to make the company into the next Disney companies. Well, Justin Scarpone was hired by Sega after spending 17 years at Disney, and he was made the global transmedia earlier this year. So he spoke to Game Industry Biz, and he said that most of the video game companies did not follow Disney and Marvel examples after using their properties across all the media. But he has plans to change that at Sega. Here's what he said, quote, gaming is today the irreplaceable form of entertainment for the entire world, far greater than any other form of entertainment. And it's high time that there is a replication of the studio system from Hollywood for the gaming industry. Game companies don't have the content flywheel history that Walt Disney basically invented of taking that IP and have a 5-year, 10-year roadmap of content, like Marvel executive Kevin Feige does for the films, and connecting into all of the businesses and evolving story over these different experiences. You know, content, product, and services. Now, end quote. Now, he did also say that Shadow of the Hedgehog's role in the Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Sonic X Shadow Generations was an example of the crossover content that he wants to, or that he wants Sega to use. Further quote, there are things we're doing in other channels, Shadow's merchandise, Shadow character appearances. We want to turn Shadow into an evergreen individual character. That's all planned. I think Sega's position to grow on the back of this evolution of our company into an entertainment company. There's other gaming companies going in the same direction, with varying degrees of success that we respect, and Nintendo's a great one, right? They're sort of the big brother to all the Japanese companies, but I think we're doing pretty good, and there's a a lot more opportunities for us to evolve what Sega brand means to consumers around the world. So that's what I want to achieve," end quote. Now, that's what Sega wants to do. Sega wants to apologize to you. Not Sega, I'm sorry, Square Enix. My bad. But Square Enix has some apologizing to do. Because according to PC Games N, it's a hairstyle and people didn't like it in Final Fantasy XIV. Now, apparently there are new hairstyles in the 7.1 edition, and fans said, nope, not having it. Now, about the hairstyles, they were inspired by the hairstyle designing contest in 2023 by some of the winners. But since people did not like those designs, Square Enix did say that they will find some other ways to bring some curly-haired contest winner into the MMO. So if you have that, watch for the hairstyle. By the way, Square Enix did provide a statement, quote, "Thank you for all of your feedback on the hairstyle that will be implemented in patch 7.1. We would like to apologize for the major confusion we have caused. For this patch, we started to work to implement natural curls from the winning entries of the hairstyle design contest based on the idea of adding not only straight hair, but also a variety of other hairstyles. However, as the development work progressed, the light, delicate, and voluminous curls required for natural curls could not be implemented perfectly. Despite of the implementation of the recent graphic update in Final Fantasy XIV due to limitations such as the polygon count. Therefore, the finished result is a hairstyle that has not been implemented as natural curls, but as a wavy bob hairstyle, which is called doing the wave in game. However, since we did use the winning entry as a reference in the development process, we included a statement to that effect in the patch notes. We are deeply sorry that this has resulted in a great deal of confusion and concern." We'll see what they'll do with the hair. Let's get something a little bit more serious, because one of the directors of Dragon's Dogma is now leading a new Japan-based studio. GamesRadar.com did say that. And as director Hideki Itsuno, and he is now crafting another AAA game. That's after he left Capcom earlier this year. He's been there for 30 years, and he left a few months after the release of Dragon's Dogma 2. And he did reveal a couple months ago that he'll be developing a new game in a new environment. And he did say, quote, "I hope to create fun, beautiful games that are as memorable as, or even as memorable than, the ones I have created so far." So he went to Lightspeed Studios, which is a new Japan studio. And that was via a news post that Lightspeed did confirm today. And they will be making a AAA game. Now, there's no idea what they'll be working on, but it is believed that it will be an RPG, according to the site, possibly roguelike. So we shall see about that, and we'll see what he makes. Now, NintendoEverything.com, I know you usually hear about them at the end of the show. Not this time, because the Zelda Echoes of Wisdom developers were doing some talking themselves, because they've had some trouble too. And people were talking about the frame rates. And they were talking about the frame rates that were between 60 and 30 FPS. So the co-director of the game, Tomomi Sano, did say that that was the, quote, best option, end quote, available. Now, because you have over 100 echoes to collect, it did lead to some frustration when it came to selecting them, and some of the filters are available, but that wasn't enough to eliminate all the frustration. So one of the other directors, Satoshi Terada, talked to the BBC and said, quote, "One of the essence of the game is being able to figure out different ways of using each of these echoes. And so that scene we wanted players to fall upon and see the echoes that they may not have noticed or have been using while they're sort of through all the echoes that they have." Now, Terada said that there's an alternative notebook method and that could help you access the echoes a little faster. Now we get to Xbox. More importantly, Call of Duty. Because GameSpot.com says that Call of Duty is dominating the weekly top played games still. Now that is in the week October 27th to November 2nd. So it was about 2 weeks ago. And it was still number one on both PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. And it went from fourth to third on Steam. And it was one of the most played games on Blue Sky. Blue Sky made a list because they said that 58% of the people on Xbox were playing the Call of Duty title this week or that week. And PlayStation 5 was at 37%. So here's the list for PlayStation 5. Number 10, Madden. Number 9, Minecraft. Number 8, WWE 2K24. Number 7, College Football 25. Number 6, Dragon Ball Sparking Zero. Number 5 is Roblox. Number 4, NBA 2K25. Number 3, Grand Theft Auto 5 Remastered. Number 2, Fortnite. There's number 1, Call of Duty, Black Ops 6. Xbox Series X and S. Number 10 is Rocket League. Number 9 is Dragon Ball. Number 8, Rainbow Six Siege. Number 7, College Football 25. Number 6, NBA 2K25. Number 5 is Minecraft. Number 4, Grand Theft Auto 5. Number 3, Roblox. Number 2, Fortnite. Number 1, Call of Duty. You get the idea. But Veterans Day was yesterday. And Call of Duty Black Ops 6 says that, well, players can get a free bundle because of it. Now, when you use the code, that's the Call of Duty Endowment. And it's a nonprofit foundation that helps veterans in both the US and UK. And the anniversary bundle was released yesterday. And that does mark Veterans Day in the US and Remembrance Day in the UK. Now the bundle does contain an animated emblem, sticker, strong salutes, animated calling card, so on and so forth. And Black Ops 6 players will be able to receive the bundle automatically when they log in. And they'll be able to claim it at any time until December 31st. The bundle will come to Warzone. Season 1 goes live November 14th. Oh, by the way, Xbox once again is doing a giveaway. Now they're giving away an Xbox, I think it's Series X, the one with the disc. But right now, the contest site is not available, as of right now, or time of recording. But a picture was indeed provided. It does have the endowment logo on the bottom, gray in the top left, while the rest of it is orange and white. And it does have the endowment sticker on its right side. So you can go check that out. Two games are now set to close on Xbox before the end of the year. Friday the 13th, the game, according to Pure Xbox, and NBA 2K23, December 31st. So if you want those two games, better get them. Now, one of the best games of last year, getting a remake. Yes, they are. According to PC Games, and Sea of Stars is getting some additional stuff. So we know it's turn-based. It's a turn-based game, but it's only a solo-player game. Not anymore. It's going to be co-op. Now, we know you play as Valerie, Azale, and Garo while you're on a quest for those two to unlock their full powers. Now, Valerie and Azale are the warriors, and Garo is the cook. I'm not going to give you any spoilers because I'm going to play the game yet, and it's a really good game. But they're bringing in the new Dawn of Equinox update, and that is where the co-op does come in. So it won't be just the co-op. There's going to be more difficulty systems, along with maybe some other thing you can go check out. So go have fun with it. Pure Xbox did say that Overwatch is going to bring back Overwatch Classic for a limited time. So yeah, they are, because at Play Overwatch did say on Twitter, quote, "Ready to relive the thrill that started it all? Learn more about the hero balance changes, returning maps, and everything you can expect with Overwatch Classic arrives for a limited time starting November 12th. Overwatch Classic is coming. Are you with us? Play as original 21 heroes, return to the chaotic fun of 6v6, and revisit iconic maps from launch. Revive the thrill for a limited time, November 12th to December 3rd. But Blue Point won't be making that. They'll be making something else. PlayStationLifestyle.com did say that. Now, that came from the journalist and insider Jeff Grubb, who did mention that on the Games Mess Mornings, that Bluepoint is indeed working on a new IP. And Bluepoint doesn't have any history with creating an original IP, with the exception a blast vector that was released in 2006. What could they be making?
Guess we'll find out in a couple of years.
That's okay. You want something right now? If you got a Nintendo Switch, the Black Friday 2024 deals were announced. So what's going to be there? Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Super Mario Maker 2, Animal Crossing, New Horizons, Pikmin 4, the physical edition of Nintendo Switch Sports, and Kirby the Forgotten Land, and Super Mario Odyssey, and Pikmin 1 and 2. Some of the accessories are the neon red and neon blue Joy-Con controllers, Nintendo Switch Pro controller, Nintendo Switch carrying case, screen protector, and the deals begin on November 19th at the Nintendo eShop and My Nintendo Store. Of course, that's all when supplies last. So, go check that out. We'll be back tomorrow for more gaming news, people. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.